Radio 4. Now it's time for the Monday Play.
In the third-class seat sat the journeying boy, and the roof lamp's oily flame played down on his listless form and face, bereft past knowing to what he was going or whence he came. In the band of his hat the journeying boy had a ticket stuck, and a string around his neck bore the key of his box that twinkled gleams of the lamp's sad beams like a living thing. What past can be yours, O journeying boy, towards a world unknown, who calmly, as if incurious quite on all at stake, can undertake this plunge alone? Knows your soul a sphere, O journeying boy, our rude realms far above, whence with spacious vision you mark and meet this region of sin that you find you in, but are not of?
Inventing a New Colour by Paul Godfrey, with Carolyn Pickles, William Gaminara, Struan Roger, and Tom Watt. Salmon Pool Lane, Exeter, 1942.
I look out from here, and I see the line of hills. Beyond that, another. And beyond that, mist. There is not anywhere here in this city that you cannot see the hills. And I know that is the quality of this place. A city in the country. Neither forgets either. To be here is to see more. Even our devastation is hemmed by fields.
When I was courting your mother, I used to wear wide turnips. And once we'd been out courting in the bracken, and I noticed that one of my turnips was heavy. And when I got back, a green snake fell, bang, onto the kitchen floor and whipped away under the sink. You can imagine my mother. How did that get there, she said. Been lying down?
At school, I was told to paint the view from my bedroom window. And I painted a dull green square that filled the paper, with a smaller grey rectangle that was a step down. Other pictures were different. The views you would see looking out. I mixed and remixed that paint till it flaked off.
There is no clock in this house that's the right time. Eric sets the alarm a few minutes ahead, now and then, so he'll think he's late for work and gain time in the morning. Sometimes he alters the others, but I'm not certain which. Neither is Eric, I think. We still get to work, though.
Is this you? Just arrived, then? Peter, the evacuee.
Me? Yes. Here in the country.
Oh.
So much green here. It's all green, the countryside round here, isn't it?
Exeter's not exactly like that.
Oh, but Exeter's so old.
What's left?
My father said it was a place to have property, Devon. I'd really like to have property round here.
Why here? When you've come from London?
I mean, to retire to. I'd give anything to be rich enough to retire down here.
It's damp, you know, here. If you retired here, you'd die of rheumatism. Wettest valley in England. Brilliant place to retire to this.
I was told we have to go and work in the fields out of term.
Yes. We can walk back each day, though. Or cycle. Along the canal.
There's no tram.
Look, I better tell you now. My parents, they're at the funeral. My grandmother, she died this week. You've not come to a happy house.
Should I do something? What should I do?
Nothing. Just don't worry if they act out the ordinary when they get back.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. Don't expect them to be normal, that's all.
No one's parents are normal. My mother, she's Italian.
That must be strange.
It's difficult sometimes, but I don't mind it.
Is that all you brought?
Yes.
You brought quite a lot with you.
I'm late. I should have registered by 5. Is that the time?
It'll do.
Perhaps I can do it tomorrow.
Would you like to see the river?
Why? Is it interesting?
There's a weir.
Oh, I've seen that. From the train. Did she die in the bombing then, your granny? Was it a bomb?
Not a bomb. Old age. She wasn't bombed. She was very old. Shouldn't laugh.
You are?
She was my granny. I cried earlier. She was more than 80. On Monday, my dad found her in bed asleep. Dead.
Where do I stay?
My father asked me to clear half of my room, and he's brought in another bed. Yours is going to be the one under the window, and there's a desk. You could use this table for your homework.
There's going to be a lot of that, isn't there?
School certificates, you mean. Are you taking them too?
That's why they sent me. I missed them last year.
You look grown up. Too old to be an evacuee.
I'm only 17. These exams are important. Aren't you a bit young to be taking them?
I've been 16 for a long time. How many are you taking?
6. 6 is all you ever need. You?
11. Maths, English, language and literature, history, French, Latin, Greek, chemistry and physics.
That's only 9.
RI and art, 2.
You're the smart one. There's no straw in your hair.
The only way to face these things is head on.
What? Exams?
Head on and by the throat.
Don't you know there's a war on?
Half measures is no good. To the hilt, or not at all.
But why condemn yourself to all this rubbish then? Where does it get you?
You'll see.
When we get back to work.
When we get back to school.
Do you think I'll get on all right?
You will.
Now tell me your name.
Francis.
Francis? The original Devon pirate.
Came into the library today. She put the books on the counter and ran. She ran away. That's the fines, you see. Perhaps one day there will be an amnesty. If I can get this library association exam, it puts me up a level and I may be able to keep my job when the war ends. It would mean no more stamping books at the desk, too. My hands are black from that ink, and the action has been mindless for months long gone. Take the book, turn the book, take the card, change the card, stamp the card, shut the book, next book. Hand the pile back, library card on top. I wish the Anglo-Saxon was not so difficult. We had to go to a once-only class in Bristol, and a man looked around the room and said, "There's someone here who'll know more about this than anyone else." We were all silent. And then he looked at me and said, "You, the Exeter book, I expect you know all about it." I knew nothing. That the earliest shreds of our poetry were recorded here, in the cathedral library. I'd never heard mention. 1,000 years sitting there, more,
and it's been a beer mat and a cutting board and for lighting candles. Exeter people did that, he said, to the earliest poems in the English language. Mid-afternoon, I sit in the library annex and I work on it, piecing one word with another, slowly. Incomprehensible.
There's a letter for Peter. Come through the door just now. And caught open on the box.
Oh, Eric, for God's sake, don't read the boy's post.
I was just interested, that's all.
You want to be careful. He'll be here in a minute.
Hello, Eric. June.
How are you, boy?
I saw a cat roll in a puddle.
Here's a letter for you. From London.
Lost!
Look at that. Hidden, that boy.
Not deep, then.
How long has he been here? 3 weeks and he's like a bullet out of a gun. And he's bright, too.
Anything happened today?
No, just a letter for Peter.
What's the date?
12th of March.
Wet enough? Hello?
Just a minute. Can you walk properly, Francis? Come on now, walk properly.
What?
Don't act up. Stand straight and just walk properly so your mother and I can see you walk.
Oh,
put your shoulders down, Francis.
Why do you have to make such a show of everything?
Why can't I be left alone? I walk properly, all right. Don't I walk up and down that bloody road every day? 8 years now. 4 times a day, 20 times a week. More than 250 times a term.
You're talking again.
What's that?
750 times a year.
They say the whole of South Street went last night.
Oh, it's all right, though. That was only really old buildings.
One good thing, and I'll tell you something now. There's not one in the West Quarter I wouldn't like to see gone. Let's keep all that to your exams and have a clean sweep of some of these old places.
I'd rather it didn't have to happen this way.
I don't see you so keen to refuse new boots when I offer them. Happy enough to ditch the old ones, then. What use old boots, eh?
They say you can make soup out of old boots.
Don't talk soft, boy.
I reckon they're giving us 6 hours of homework tonight.
That's what it's been every night this week. I bet we'll need to carry on at this rate, too.
You two boys are exam-crazed. Who's best at this, who's worst at that? As if it was all that matters.
Don't you want us to get our exams?
Door! Door!
Door! Table! Chair! Floor! Sink!
Shut the bloody door!
They were talking about Francis today at school. The housemaster, in the house meeting this morning, he said, there's one boy in this school who I would describe as the most aggressive boy here. That's Francis, he said. And Francis grinned and acted like he was hiding under the table. Yes, I would have no doubt in describing Francis as the most aggressive boy in this school. Well, that's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Francis will do all right. He wants to watch his step at that school.
He acts far too clever. When he'd do better to do what he was told.
What they tell me?
Don't you understand? Why don't you do what they tell you? You make life difficult for yourself. Is it so difficult?
Why should I do what they tell me? Not if I don't want to. Not if I think they're wrong.
You think you know more than them, eh?
Yes, well, in fact, I do. About some things.
Well, you're just ignorant, man.
Ignorant? Ignorant! Can't you even talk properly?
Can't you see that if you constantly do what they tell you not to, people will dislike you?
Either you live by the rules other people set you, or you set your own. I'm going to set my own.
Another day over.
Another day over. Another year over. Another meal over. He says it all the time, you know.
I know.
I don't think he even notices. Another tea over. Another journey over.
It's not stupidity, you know. Or meek acceptance of other people's rules. It's a satisfaction in what's complete. Complete and satisfactory. He'll say, another job done, another row of potatoes planted. A pleasure in modest achievement. Not an all-suffering ignorance. Another war over, that's what I want to hear right now. Francis, I don't enjoy having you here criticising. I don't enjoy hearing jibes at your father. Do you think he enjoys his only son always out to attack or undermine him? Peter doesn't enjoy being here. You may be clever, and don't we all know it? We love you, but we don't always like you.
You bore me.
Friday night. I wish we could go somewhere. Hey, why are you taking all these exams?
Why? So I can take higher school certificates, that's why.
I'd rather be out. We're out on the town. Up the West End, on the tiles, down in the beers.
I need them so I can go to university.
It's not my cup of tea. But perhaps that's right for you. You could do very well, Dee. You're lucky to be able to choose.
Why?
Why what? Why so bitter? You could stop now. Why take all these exams?
Why? Because if we're forced to play this bloody game, let's play it like a game, eh?
Fair dues for all. So that we can win.
Neither. Let's throw the counters in the air and let the people die for them. Sweep the board. Change everything.
Oh, yes. How?
Francis brought home a painting once, just before Christmas. It was the three wise men, unfinished. They were in a line, red, orange, and yellow, with an incomplete background, in yellow also, which stopped when it reached the yellow one. He asked me what to do, and I said, blend the colour to red. Behind the yellow figure. And the picture was a great success. Three wise men coming out of the rising sun.
I think I've arrived. 3 weeks and a bit, and I think I am here now. I know my way round. This family, Francis and his mum and dad, I feel they're my family now. Though I'll be gone in the autumn, I know that too. But while I'm here, it's as if I've always been here, now.
I was out early this morning. The world seemed glowing, green and white. There was mist and dew, which gave a shine to the leaves. The river was grey and the sky pale. My mother is under the ground. I stood and listened. All the leaves heavy and shimmering. Too much living and growing. Only so much soil, only so much light. Leaf on leaf on leaf.
They sent me home. Hello?
What's wrong with you?
I broke my nose in hockey.
Oh, no, not you, Francis.
It doesn't hurt at all.
It looks all right, anyway. You're lucky to find me here. They changed the shift, so I'm working at home this afternoon. On the Anglo-Saxon.
I did it in hockey. A ball hit me, whack, and it's broken.
It's been here 1,000 years, that nose, you know, and you've broken it.
It wasn't my fault.
I was in goal, and I defended by attacking, so he hit it right at me.
A Norman nose faced into the sea spray and crossed the channel in history. And you do this.
I cried. Quit snivelling, said the master, and it's broken. I've broken my nose. Look at it. Quit snivelling.
His nose pointed skyward, span the cathedral.
You do talk nonsense sometimes.
A hard look and a straight nose.
Straight nose? Ha ha! If you ask me to follow it now, I'll walk in a bloody circle.
Is there anything I can do for it?
They serve not to touch it, and it'll set straight on its own.
Not so bad for a boy.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Was it Peter who hit the ball?
No. Might just as well have been, though. Expect he's still there, battling up and down.
Why is it a battle? You must be careful with him, Francis.
I'm the one people have to be kind to. I'm the one that's war-wounded.
That's not very funny just now.
Oh, he's all right.
You know what I'm saying.
You get on. What's this?
Still the Anglo-Saxon.
Is it interesting?
I don't know yet. Oh, your father says he wants you two boys to go out with him in the raids, taking messages between the fire watchers.
How will we get our homework done?
If you sit down as soon as you get home, you could do it then.
But when will I get a break? What am I going to get some peace?
Think of everyone else.
Oh, I don't get much choice around here. It won't make much difference to Peter, though. He doesn't do his homework most of the time.
Hello, June. Are you all right, Francis? I tried to come back with you, but they wouldn't let me go. What did the nurse say?
It's broken, but it'll mend.
Hey, it'll make you look really tough, a broken nose.
Better than Pinocchio.
What's this you're doing?
It's Anglo-Saxon.
They didn't write very well.
Oh, that's just a facsimile of an original text.
What is it exactly?
It's riddles. They're not comic, though. Not jokes. Would you like to have a look at one? You have to imagine your own answers here.
Shall we get our own tea, then?
I'm hungry, too.
I'll do it for you.
What's wrong with you, Francis?
Waiting for my tea.
He's broken
his
nose.
Give the boys some tea, Mother.
You're early, too.
I shut the foundry. As I'll be out tonight, I knocked off. No coal delivery this week, at this time. And I caught one of the apprentices at the canal. He threw a machine part in the water. He made it wrong. I could have milled it back again. I felt sorry for the poor boy. He was so ashamed. Just 17, I think. Same age as you, Peter.
Could I be a prince?
I've broken my
you
nose.
You'd better get your school certificate.
But I'm no good at them.
No one's to touch it.
Science isn't
What's this about messages?
Oh, they need some more boys to run messages between the fire watchers.
And you want us to do it?
Yes.
I wish I could be an apprentice, doing something instead of this.
Well, you could help me on the UXBs if you want. I need a boy. You'd have to keep right back while we did the diffusing, but you could help move the pieces.
Oh, so I do the messages on my own?
Yes. Eric, why did the boy throw the thing in the canal?
Well, I only noticed because I used to do it myself. We all did. The apprentices have to make trial pieces and the materials cost money. Now, no one likes to admit their mistakes, so they throw them away where nobody will know and they try again. Oh, there must be thousands of machine parts in that canal.
One day they'll find them all. God knows what people will think then.
Cold, this place. Last night, in the shelter, it was wet. I put my hand out to touch the mattress and it was damp. Drops of water all over. Every surface covered. A wet hole in the ground. Snowed on the sports field too. And nearly May. Bare legs in the snow and nearly May.
I went to the last war as an engineer. Fuel tanks I built underground. And I dismantled simple explosive devices. Now the war's here with us. So I go to people's gardens and find incendiaries like vegetable marrows. I defuse them. It's not safe. Of course I feel sorry for the boy. A Peter, I mean.
You're late. The all clear was hours ago.
They say it was the worst raid yet. Eric sent me home. He's still out.
How'd you get on with him?
All right. He's a good chap. I like him. And I'm learning a lot. Mechanical things. That'll be helpful in the force. Some of the devices are quite simple. Eric showed me one. It was just 8 pieces. I reckon I could take one apart in no time and rebuild it. It'd not be difficult. They're not all that big either. I saw another. It would fit in my bicycle basket.
You know what your mother wrote?
You've read my letter?
Yes. I found it.
Francis?
I hope you had an uneventful journey. I can't understand how anyone can wish someone that. It's too dull. Life shouldn't be that dull.
I don't agree.
An uneventful journey.
How can you say that? Christ, 4 raids this week.
Choose. Choose now. Eventful or uneventful? I choose the profoundly eventful.
Oh, Francis. Just now, I'm away from home. Bombs drop. People die and kill. My mother wished me an uneventful journey. That's not unnatural.
But we have no choice, do we?
I try to get on with you, you know. But there you go, acting up all the time. I'm so tired. Tell me what you mean. What do you mean? You need to smarten up your ideas, Francis.
It's my house you live in.
Thanks. It's the middle of the night. That's marvellous.
I'm glad you're grateful, city boy.
Local yokel, har, har, har.
Good night.
Francis, wake up.
I like the rustic impressions. I mean what I say. We have no uneventful journey.
Are we friends? We are friends, aren't we?
Yes, I think so.
Means a lot to me. I've been very lonely, but if I know that you are my friend, then I can carry on and do it all, because I know you'll be there and I can talk to you. Let's meet when we're old, shall we? Will you come to my funeral if it's first? I'll go to yours.
You are a silly old thing. I didn't know at all.
Sorry.
I was waiting for you. Will you help me?
Yes, of course.
It's serious.
You know you help my father now to collect pieces of the dismantled shells. I like to get enough pieces to make a bomb. I like to blow up the school. No more exams, then.
That would be terrible.
I don't see.
Francis, some things are good and some bad. Everyone knows that. This is bad. Lots of people could be killed.
Not if we timed it right.
Buildings destroyed, Francis.
That's the idea.
Why now? Francis, making a bomb is wrong.
We go out and do it to the Germans.
That's very different. The school is not our enemy, not like the Germans.
Oh, yes.
Look, we know we're right on the side of good, but the Nazis are wrong.
Exactly. The things we like and agree with are good, and those we dislike and disagree with are bad. Got it?
It's not so simple.
Millions and millions of bombs drop every day. Yesterday, tomorrow. How does one extra tip the balance, right or wrong? We hate these exams, yes? Well, you do.
Yes.
Most of them will be no use. Well, you want to be a soldier, yes?
Yes, I suppose so.
And to me, well, they're a joke. a bad joke. None of us knows why we go through the charade. Who knows if the war will end, even if we win? So let's choose to sweep it all away. You're not convinced.
People might be killed. You and me.
Look, I worked it out. We assemble it under the stage in the hall. Then we help to stack chairs one day and stay to switch the lights off, and one of us goes to set it. After prayers, the hall is always empty for an hour. Peter, no one will get hurt. What's a miracle the school's not been hit already? It's monstrous. How could they have missed?
Are you really serious?
I'm asking you to help me as my friend, Peter.
Does this mean friends forever, then? Whatever happens?
Yes.
I'll go with you.
Everyone will be so sorry. Poor boys. No exams. Tragic. And they work so hard. In for school holiday.
How long have you been planning this?
How often will you go out with them on the diffusing lark?
3 nights a week from now on, perhaps. As many nights as there are raids.
Can you start collecting pieces without him noticing?
Yes.
You and I. Together. Soon.
Mostly, when I look at Eric, he's still the man I love. He cuts his sandwiches at night, hovers in the bathroom, and lives in small ways. Quite like a squirrel or a rabbit. Squirrel man. The turn of his cheek, line of his shoulder, and shine in his eye that I love are not always there. When Francis was 4, he held his wrists together comparing coughs. Eric does that, and I can not love him.
The high point of the week, that's Friday evening. This is Sunday afternoon, the low. Last week's homework is there. Peter's gone out. We've not talked about it. Bombs. Everything goes on. Bang! I had a stupid idea. There's not a chance it could happen. No fear. Not us. Not for real. Not at all. Not here. That's certain.
You know what I saw? Christmas trees. Dozens of them, all dead and caught on the weir. It's a bit late, isn't it? I'll show you on the way back.
Do we need to walk that far in this weather?
Well, there'll be no point in us going back the way we came, June.
Can you hear the sleet on the boarding? It's so dark with the windows gone from the cathedral. It's a wonder this place is still here.
Sunday afternoon again. Such a week it's been. I wish I could be out in the garden more.
Poor old dear man. There's nothing we can do about the weather.
The weather is the least of it. But I can't help thinking there's such a lot to be done out there.
Now that you're out most nights, you and I, we have no time.
This is all we have.
And there's little to say.
Well, there's nothing new at work.
I know.
Well, you'd know because I'd tell you.
For a long time, I thought I was unhappy. But now, I think I'm not.
Thinking yourself unhappy. That's really soft, June.
Now I feel as if I'd only just woken up.
That's Sundays. We didn't get up till after 11, did we?
I was up earlier and left you to sleep, you know.
I wish you'd stay with me when I'm asleep.
It's a blessing to sleep so long.
It's no skill.
Sometimes I'd like to sleep and not wake up.
Don't fall asleep now. You've still got to walk home. There's Peter.
Hello. How do you tell the time on this clock?
Hello, Peter. I thought you were revising. You've only got 3 weeks. Peter, you're soaked through.
I didn't expect to see you here.
You two went out. Francis took his coat. I wanted to come for a walk out as well.
Come on, Mother. Tell us the time, then.
You both have watches. But since you ask, the top dial shows the minutes. It's been added later. And the outer ring on the main face shows the hours. It's 4:15.
What about the inner rings?
In the centre, that's the earth, with the moon revolving. It shows the days of the month and phases of the moon. You can see the moon will be full at the end of next week.
That's what I don't want to see.
And the motto beneath, what does that say? Hereunt et imputantur.
It's Latin. I was told once, referring to the hours. They perish and are added to our account.
I'd like to know all I've done in my time.
Is that what you think it means?
Do you know how this clock works exactly?
Electricity.
I'm cold. I'll sit by the heat at the west door and wait for you two boys.
Oh, we'll light the fire when we get home, Jill.
All right.
Is June all right?
It's the moon.
Moon?
Bomber's moon. The thought of more raids has upset her.
I see.
Well, looks like we'll be out most nights next week, I'm afraid.
Just like last week.
Yes.
I don't mind.
Oh, thank you, Peter. I've always wanted to say to Francis, but couldn't, so I'll say it to you about June. I've been lucky in love, and I don't care who knows. June and I, we've not always seen eye to eye like now, but who does? I'll tell you, I couldn't have asked better. And this Anglo-Saxon, it's useless, probably, even now, a waste of time, but why shouldn't she do it? She's an educated woman, my wife, you know. Not like you and me. Of course, that's who Francis takes after.
I'd noticed. That's why he beats me in arguments. He knows more words. It's not fair.
Look, before we go, see that window? The stained glass in it had a panel of two boys fighting. Just like you and him.
Was it old?
Oh, yes. There's always been two boys fighting.
Where is it now, then?
Taken with the rest to be stored till after the war, against the bomb damage.
Francis and me, we're not going to fight anymore.
I stood at the sink today, and before I washed it, I held Peter's vest to my face, and I smelled his smell. He's a year older than my boy, Francis. Do we have children? How is that one mine? I wonder what he tells me. How much is it? These boys, we are theirs. Peter's vest, it was warm. Francis wears two jumpers.
The boy is too keen by half. And tonight, when the raid comes, he's not here. I've seen him up to something, taking things. Is he safe?
The city, it's burning, and he's not here.
I never thought it. I never expected it to work. My God. I slotted the metal pieces in place and attached the detonator timer. It moved. I could have removed it, perhaps, but I wasn't capable. I sat and looked at it. I did it. My God.
My first memory of the axe was walking on it. Next, summer, and paddling in the warm, I put my foot through a salmon, dead and rotting in the mud. Now my mother says the word Exeter means a river abounding in fish. Last year, when the weir dried and salmon teemed in the pool, boys came with air rifles shooting into the water. Now they spray the river onto the burning buildings in Salmon Pool Lane. The bombs leave us with ashes. And last night, our house was gone.
Peter! Oh, we thought we'd lost you.
How did you find me?
I knew you'd be here.
That easy?
Transparent.
What's happened?
You know.
What now, then?
They're all upset. It's horrible. We stay in a shelter tonight. Go to my grandmother's tomorrow. It's miles out. The house hasn't been touched since she died. You must come.
Forget about me, boy.
Well, sir, since Hitler, perhaps the only holy evil man in the world, dropped a bomb on Salmon Pool Lane, you have nowhere else.
It wasn't Hitler's bomb.
What?
It was ours. You know, the pieces, I put them together like your dad showed me.
In the house?
In the kitchen.
The kitchen?
During the raid. And they worked. Last thing I expected. The timer gave me 30 seconds and I ran. I got your revision notes.
Gone! All gone! Whee! Rubbish house, room, street. All gone! Whee! No more exams, Peter.
We have to tell your parents, you know.
No, we must never do that. No one must know.
But they're upset. It was their home. They took me in. You're their son.
I'm still here.
How can we not tell?
Because it would make nothing easier. Things would be more painful that way.
You're a coward.
This will be more difficult. No one but you and me must ever know.
How can we go on as if we'd done nothing? Won't they know? Won't they guess something's up? They know you too well, Francis.
Everything is different now. We're no longer in that house. All the changes in our behaviour, they'll account to what's happened.
I don't know if I can do this at all.
Look, I'll help you. We're lucky not to be dead. If you're wise, you'll work, as I shall. We have to keep doing the messages, too.
You make it sound very easy.
Soon you'll get your call up. What? 2.5 months less? Well, that's what you want, isn't it? You're not as tight as I am.
So we plug on and say nothing?
Yes.
I'll try, Francis. I promise you that.
Come on, let's go.
Your revision notes. You better take them.
Well, we still have to go to school, take exams.
You think so?
The school's still there. What reason is there not to? You said I should work as you will. Isn't that what you meant?
I don't know. I didn't think.
Not like you, Francis.
You're not so stupid, Peter. Did you take anything of yours when you left?
No. I don't care about that. It's all a mess. In London, my sister may be dead, my mother gone, and I did this here.
It was our idea, remember. My fault as much as yours. Perhaps our house would have gone anyway.
Perhaps. Perhaps you're right.
Keeps saying to me, nothing matters that much. Nothing matters that much. Nothing matters. The saddest days of my life. I go back to look. I know there can be happier times. But when? The work and the discomfort of our lost home envelop me. Time will pass. The Anglo-Saxon is all gone. I'll forget that. There's still our cathedral. Almost untouched.
I'm rubbing my finger and thumb like this, and noticing it. I have a half pint, and there I am, rubbing my finger and thumb on the glass. I pick up the paper, and I hear it. The paper crackling, and I see myself rubbing my finger and thumb.
How do you paint the night indoors? I used to lie planning it, part closing my eyes, deciding the colours of the darkness. I shut my eyes and see them. I paint the powder paint on the sugar paper. Colour and colour mixed in the pot. Greys streaked on the surface. Holes in the paper and drips on the floor. I've tried now. And used all the colours. What next?
Going to do tomorrow when the exams begin?
We've got to dig a trench all around the school so that we can defend it if they invade.
I've been wanting to talk with you about your future, Peter. I wish you'd not thrown away your chances of getting the certificates. You see, we feel a responsibility for you while you were with us.
I wasn't as lucky as Francis, was I? I didn't have all the notes in my satchel that night.
All that work gone when you could have shared his books.
I've had enough sharing. You know, honestly, it never was my strong point, exams. What good did I do you when it comes to it?
Obviously, exams only show who's good at exams, but people don't study simply for that.
None of this studying ever helps me to understand anything either. It's only by doing that you find out.
And making mistakes?
Making mistakes, that's important too. All these teachers, they've taught me all right, but what I've learnt myself. That's what I find.
Like my correspondence course for the library exam.
Yes, that's right. You have to work it out for yourself.
And when you have difficulty doing the exercises, what then?
Then you invent the answers.
That's no good, Peter.
Not unless they're right.
Then that's like cheating.
You won't invent the right answers unless you understand the questions.
An educated guess.
Perhaps you can know more than you understand. You can say more than you know.
If you took these exams, you'd find you only know what you learnt.
I know more than I've learnt. And I know what I want to learn.
But how is it you know what you want to learn? By reading?
Even reading, though, it's all second-hand, isn't it? The world at two removes. My mother says it hurts your eyes.
When you should be out in the fresh air. You won't get much fresh air in the machine shop.
Look at him, then. Cooped up in that room, learning it all off by heart and getting headaches and being sick.
Oh, I'm sure that's more to do with a broken nose.
You'll need spectacles next. Now, that's really desperate. No one's ever going to get me into a pair of them.
In the library, I see hundreds of people come every day to collect books from the shelves. At night, they lie in the shelters and read them. People need something like that to keep them going.
Lucky we don't live in Germany where they burn the books, then.
What have you ever done? There's such a lot you don't know.
It's easy to say that. I could say it to you.
It's experience I'm talking about.
Quantity or quality? Which is it counts there?
I don't think you understand what you're talking about.
I know what I'm saying. Why did you give up your exams?
I don't know why I should tell you. It wasn't because I lost my books. It wasn't that at all. You don't get to read much at the issue desk. And though I'll stay as long as I can, I found that if you love what's in the books, you don't work in a library.
What when you leave?
Perhaps I should be out in the fresh air. There's a big enough garden.
This is more what I call country round here.
Eric grew up in this house. It's safer away from the city.
It's just far enough out of town to be able to get in. Along the canal, it's a good run.
You three go in the same direction now.
Just till the end of term. Eric will be on his own then, when Francis and me have to go up the hill to the farm. I can't imagine what that'll be like.
A couple of months' farm work will do you no harm.
I'd like to go with Eric one day to the foundry. At home, I've seen the big machine shops in the Dockland. That's what I'd like to be, an engineer. The forces will get me my apprenticeship. I'm keen to learn because I know I can do it, you see.
I'm glad you know that, at least. If you get the chance, I'm sure you'll do well.
You've been kind to me. And now I'm making the best of things until I go.
I'm sorry you've had such a miserable time with us.
Don't say sorry. It's hardly your fault.
Francis told me what happened.
Oh?
After the bomb.
Bomb?
After the bombs fell that night, how he found you in the allotment shed. Why did you go there?
I was hungry. I wanted to lie down. That's all I could think. I must have panicked in the raid that night. I saw all the people leaving the city.
We thought we'd lost you.
I'm sorry.
There's something more, isn't there?
No.
Sure?
What?
Tell me.
I don't want to go, you know.
Poor Peter.
At least Francis can think about his exams. I've got nothing.
17 and got nothing.
Please don't laugh at me.
No one's really laughing.
Thank you.
today, when Eric didn't come to meet me. I waited for the bus. Not minutes. 2 hours. I could have walked in half an hour. Everyone had gone. I was still there, when it never came. Now there's no study, I sit down to write letters to everyone. I think most people spend their lives expecting to go on a journey. I'll not drown in this. I walked home.
She took a great pride in the flowers, my mother. And she did a big display at the end of the Great War. In the final year, she grew these tall blooms, gladioli in golden colours and all the same height. When I came back, she borrowed my engineer's protractor to set them at equal angles in wire. It was to be a sunburst to go behind the altar. When we got it there, the angles were not so fine. A sunburst, skew-width behind the altar.
Last one tomorrow.
The last one for now.
How are you?
Oh, terrible. Stomach ache.
When did it start?
In the afternoon. I was sitting here revising when it began. Points of light, all colours and floating in space.
Like flares falling.
It wasn't in the air, though. This was just pinpoints of light. I thought it was on the surface of my eyes, like dust. I splashed my eyes in the sink.
Perhaps it was the heat.
I pulled the curtains against the light, and it's gone. Now there's this headache and my stomach. It hurts in pulses, and the ache keeps building up and fading.
The exams haven't been that bad.
It was so hot this morning in history, I expected my hand to stick to the paper. I walked out and I thought, that's that. Done history. Forget history now.
So what have you been doing?
I've just been lying looking at the cracks in the ceiling. Do you like this room?
I could be at home here.
No use feeling that if you're leaving.
I may not have a home when I get there.
Best to be at home in the world. Then you'll be at home everywhere.
I like this house a lot. Even if it is run down.
This must be more what you imagine coming to the country. Salmon Pool Lane was just the edge of the town.
It's so quiet here.
Quiet? Not completely quiet. Listen.
It's fairly quiet. A lot quieter than my home.
Home?
London.
It must be very different. I can't imagine you there.
Another world, Francis.
I can't imagine it at all.
I'll be able to think of you here, in this room, in the country.
That's right. In the country, bored to death. In the country, dying of boredom.
I think you should stay here.
But we all have to go away. You just like it here because it's different.
Eric went away and came back.
Be like Eric, like him.
I don't see that would be so bad. To be like your own father.
No fear.
But watch what you're saying.
He's just out there creosoting the fence.
Oh, is that what the smell is?
Perhaps you should go, then. You are just like your father, Francis.
Would you come back here?
I'd come. For holidays and retiring.
Still on about that.
It happens to us all.
Like exams.
Not like exams.
Oh, my stomach. It feels bad.
Oh. I wish I could make you well.
There's dirt beneath your nails.
A lot of exams inside your head.
Your hands are filthy.
Digging the day, digging the night. It's the story of my life these days. Earthworks at school and gardening in the evenings.
Some city boy.
You know, even though we started so late here, Eric says the vegetables will be able to grow.
And your runner beans? How are they?
They'll be up the pole.
Perhaps you'll get to eat some before you leave.
Francis, why not go to sleep now? You can't do any more tonight. I'll test you when we walk up the road tomorrow.
Not long now.
Just tomorrow to get through.
Everything will be all right when the exams are over. I can forget everything then.
Apart from what we did.
How do you mean?
A couple of weeks ago, I thought your mother knew.
I should have thought that'll all settle by now.
It's been easier for you.
Leave it. It's all over, Peter. Even the raids have stopped.
I'll never forget what I did.
You're still worrying and moping about all that? I'm going to be fair to you, boy. Just a few kind words. I'm going to say it in front of Francis, too, so there's no secrets. Now, don't turn scared. That night you never turned up, I went home to find you.
You knew where I was?
I knew you were too keen, and I'd seen you taking those pieces. I guessed you were somewhere no one would go, larking about. Dangerous games, Peter.
What's this?
Oh, no doubt you were mixed up in this, too. God knows what you were up to exactly. Something to do with that school, I reckon. Splitting them and selling them round the classrooms as trophies like shrapnel. Was it that? Near enough the truth? I know you boys. Was this your daft idea, Francis?
What are you asking?
Can't you shut up?
I wouldn't trust either of you two. You're really lucky. I'm not going to say anything to June about this. We don't want to go upsetting your mother now. And you, Peter, can count yourself fortunate. You were nearly out the force before you were in. Now I'll not be able to trust you again. We don't talk about this, understood? So, you see, I knew everything, all along. Leave the work, Francis. You can only do your best tomorrow. You want to stop getting anxious about these exams. You know your trouble, boy? You've got too much fear.
Oh, I'm gonna be sick. When I woke at 5, the sun had risen. Last day of exams. Peter was asleep. I stood in the glass house, still in nightclothes. Eric's tomatoes were red when I ate them. And the migraine gone. I'd like to think Peter made me well. But the truth is, it's all gone.
What happened to the summer? That's what I keep asking myself.
I expect Francis at it, along with my tomatoes.
You'll get more tomatoes.
Those are lovely flowers. I don't remember them.
I found them in the garden.
Are they a new sort?
Just crossed in the wild, I think.
What have you been doing?
Time to make a start, I thought so. I've been doing some weeding in the front.
That's no way to do it.
It's a bit of a wilderness, that patch.
She never touched it when she was on her own in the end. We should start clean.
How are we going to do that?
Well, Peter and I, we could dig it over. Turn all the soil.
If I do a little weeding every day, it'll be clear enough.
Soil needs air. Clean start.
There's always going to be weeds, Eric. It's not all weeds.
Well, they may not be weeds to you, June. You know the names, but to me they're just weeds. Well, that is, apart from the cultivated plants. But if it's what you want, we'll do it your way. Obviously, we ought to keep the pear trees.
But there's more than that. Some shrubs and perennials, too.
I was thinking it might be worth moving some things from the garden at Salmon Pool Lane.
It'd be good to bring plants with us.
We should go and have a look to see what the garden's doing there.
I don't see why others should have what's left in our garden.
Let's go over at the weekend. Next year, this place could be something.
I'd love that.
Well, we've managed to get more done now that I'm out this evening.
So much has happened since she died. I can still see the buildings, you know. I walk down South Street and though there's nothing on either side, I can still see them there, on either side. I can't even remember Francis taking his exams.
There are envelopes out there, I see, for both of them.
Both at once.
That's good.
That'll put an end to the waiting. I should be glad to see the back of Peter. Having a boy like that around all the time, it can't have been a good influence on Francis.
Didn't they tell you?
What?
Francis fell in one of the ricks this week, nearly suffocated before Peter pulled him out. Stupid boy.
Peter was there first, no doubt. I never talked to him like you did. There was little good in him coming here. I can't imagine it's been any safer than London.
The raid stopped in May, but they're still bombing London.
I expected a little child, not a great big boy.
You would have got your results by now, too.
If I kept on with it.
Ah, you made the right decision there.
Did I?
Well, there's been enough on, hasn't there? Be honest now, you couldn't make head and tail of it.
I might have done.
But who needs it?
I'd like to have persevered because I always wondered about the Anglo-Saxon.
How?
What it was. I'd like to have known.
If you don't know, well, then there's no real loss.
I'd like to have made some sense of it.
Look at it this way, June.
What?
There's nothing around here more Anglo-Saxon than me.
Well, I've got you then.
Is there any tea?
It's here.
Oh, I wish we didn't have to use those cups.
But there aren't any others for every day. They're your mother's.
Oh, I know. I wish we had some proper ones we could drink out of.
Look at them. They're not bad. They're Victorian, that's all.
Well, I wouldn't mind them being out there on the dresser. They'd look all right there, for show.
No one would see them but us.
I'd like a nice plain cup for my tea.
Why, go on, it's only cups.
I don't fancy it, June, when I think of all the dead people that have drunk out of these.
Eric, why now? Why so fussy?
I just noticed I don't like them.
Just old cups. An ugly old cup. Look at it, Eric. An ugly old cup.
Why did you do that? I didn't mean you to do that.
Too late. An old cup gone.
There's nothing really now.
That's right, now really nothing.
What's up with you?
I don't know. I went home the wrong way yesterday, ended up at Salmon Pool Lane.
Here's another. Let me pour you another cup.
It's habitual.
What is?
This. Us here. Merely habitual. There is no reason.
This is our home now. We live here. We have our son, smart boy. Passed his exams, I bet. 18 years, you and I. Don't cry, June.
I've got my results and he got his call up.
It means I got my results and he got his call up.
That's what I said.
What's this?
Well?
I've passed them all.
What will you do now then, Francis?
What shall we do now?
Hey, let's run to the river.
Come on.
They've gone. Remember, June. I am here. You are here. And the ground's beneath our feet.
I know only one thing.
This feeling of loss. It's growing.
It will be an eventful journey, leaving it all green. I know everything's going, but I'll remember what's growing.
There are no other colours. Do we know what we have? There's no use inventing new and making sense if there's only loss and making nonsense.
In Inventing a New Colour, June was played by Carolyn Pickles, Eric, Struan Roger, Francis, William Gaminara, and Peter, Tom Watt. Midnight on the Great Western was read by David King. Inventing a New Colour was written by Paul Godfrey and directed by Caroline Raphael.